My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm just going to play about a minute or so of this, but this is Capital Punishment, the movie. You can find this via the Epic Times. And I just remember, we're talking about the treasonous behavior of the J6 Commission. We're talking about the tyranny and the usurping of our rights as freedom-loving, God-fearing Americans. And I want you to see just briefly, this is just the opening, but I want you to look, well, just give this a listen for a second.
Hans Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, outstanding.
Here to support our president.
Is today a day in history?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
God bless.
I'm going to give this to my grandchildren.
Jersey. Trump brings me out here, man. Trump.
God bless, man. Where are you from?
New York City.
What brings you out here, man?
You know what? Trump.
Here to take our country back. Be able to have the choice.
There's an estimated over 3 million people here today. So despite what the media tells you, boots on ground definitely say something different. There is a sea of nothing but red, white, and blue, and patriots and Trump. And it was amazing to get to see the president talk. We are now walking down the inaugural path to the Capitol building. 3 million plus people. God bless America, patriots.
That is just a short tease. And I really do encourage you, it's Capital Punishment Movie. Everything they told you was a lie. I really encourage you to get this. Told through the eyes of the people who were there on the ground. You can also go to StopHate.com and support my good friend David Sumrall and Bloody Hill. And they give an in-depth description. But man... When you watch this, and so I share that with you, because what I'm attempting to do this morning is to help us to understand what, if we don't get it already, what's happened to our country, what's happening to our country, and more importantly than anything else, why we Christians have a mandate from God to be engaged in what's taking place. And it's not political. Don't let them lie to you. This is not political. This is spiritual. This is the soul of a country ordained to exist by God. Now, if you want to stand before God someday and tell him, well, I didn't think it was my duty. I didn't think I had a responsibility. America's purpose goes all the way back to the description in the Mayflower Compact to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, to advance the kingdom of heaven. We can't do that unless we're living in it. And then, just like at your house, and I talked quite extensively about this relative to raising up your kids, your house, you say who gets in and who doesn't. And when they come in, they understand that in your house, God reigns, the Bible rules, it's your house. If they don't want a part of that, then, hey, you know what? You don't have to come. You don't have to come. But if you do want a part of it, then this is how it is. And then from your house, you can reach outside and impact your community. But if you don't defend your house, if you don't protect that, if you don't keep that in the right order with God, and that's why this is important. That's why America is important. That's why it's not political. It's God. It's God's plan that America would be that light on a hill. When we said, send us these people, we said send them because we knew that when they encountered Jesus Christ here in this country as a Christian nation, that it would change their lives. And early on, it did. But now the church has surrendered to all of these agendas, none of which have anything to do with this book and what it has to say. If you have placed yourself under the God of the Holy Bible, then you have a mandate from him to defend the nation that he established. Just like the Israelites, just like David, a mandate from God, who will one day say to us, what did you do with what I gave you? What did you do? And right now, the tyrants are running the ship. We can't save souls until we save this nation. And saving this nation now is requiring that. It requires us to save souls. That is important. But once you've saved them, then what? Launch them. Salvation is the first step. Being born again is only the beginning. Now you're in that new world. What you're not born again so you can be a baby and sit on the sideline and check out and drink milk. No, you're born again so that you now can be one who brings others behind you who will be born again and who goes forward and lays claim to the territory which Christ has already laid hold of. That's the significance. So here we go. Again, yesterday, FBI revoked the security clearances from the whistleblowers. Two FBI agents set to appear before the House subcommittee Thursday had their security clearances revoked this month over security concerns. What security concerns? I'll tell you what security concerns. They wanted to try to discredit them. And that's why I brought up the name of Goldman, Dan Goldman, in the first hour, the 10th District in New York. And that's what he did. He working with the FBI and their little letter that they sent out, talked about how, oh, these are bad guys, agents, Agent Friend and Agent Allen, Stephen Friend, Marcus Allen, who had theirs taken, and then the horrible story about Mr. O'Boyle, Garrett O'Boyle, and what happened to his family as they moved him across country and refused to move his belongings with him. Moved him and his family, 2-week-old baby, across country, and the kids' clothes, the belongings of the children, their belongings, none of that. Oh, that's all. We got to go through this and make sure, you know, because we think now that you are a bad guy. Remember how we talked about, and I've talked about it here on the program, Scott Eulinger and I've had in-depth conversations about this, but we talked about, you know, what about agents who get these orders to do these things and go, wait a minute, this isn't right. And how they are responsible for that? Well, Garrett O'Boyle got one of those kinds of orders, and he questioned his supervisor and said, "Hey, this what we're doing here is not, we're not supposed to be doing this. We're not supposed to be carrying out these kinds of invasive behaviors and whatever the deals were. I don't remember exactly what it was but he said, we're not supposed to do this." And because he said, No, because he said, I'm not going to go and violate the oath that I took to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm not going to go violate the Constitution and the constitutional rights of what appear to me to be law-abiding citizens. But hey, I don't know, maybe we're not. But I'm not going to violate their rights. They still have rights. And as a result of that, he was reprimanded. And then, literally, all hell broke loose over him and his family. Watching what this clown, Dan Goldman, did, absolutely disgusting behavior. Disgusting behavior. Shameful. Shameful. I hope that the people of the 10th District of New York... Can I say that? I'll tell you right now. People of the 10th District of New York, because you're the sovereigns. He represents you. You're responsible. I decree and declare right now the judgment of God is upon the 10th District of New York. Change this, or God's judgment is going to fall. And you're not going to like it. Change it. Change it. The judgment of God is coming to those portions of this country where the people will not stand up for righteousness. Everybody's talking about revivals. Let me tell you something. Revivals come where holiness leads. Revivals come where holiness leads. Repentance and holiness bring the glory of God, which brings the revival. And then the revival intensifies the glory of God, and it intensifies holiness because conviction falls on the people. And people say, why would I do such things? Why would I do? I watched in heaven as the Holy Spirit moved. And I watched. I watched the reverence of the people. It was a holy fear. And it was a reverence and love. It was a love response to bow before the Holy Spirit in heaven, to revere the Holy Spirit. When is the last time the church revered the Holy Ghost? When is the last time the church stood up and made a way that was inviting for the Holy Spirit to come? Revival goes where holiness goes first. Repentance and holiness and a call. I'm not saying clean up your life, but see, revival isn't about salvation. Don't get confused. Listen to me. Revival, by its very nature, means that you had people who once had a spark, who once had the fire, who once followed the truth, who are revived. That's revival. That's really what revival is. And out of that fire, the unbeliever will be drawn, and new souls and salvation will happen. We're having an evangelistic explosion in India. And souls are coming. Yesterday, 83 souls came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And 50 miracles were recorded. Praise God. And that meeting was organized by three people that had been at a previous meeting that we had, the one where the lights went out, and there was wind and rain and a storm. And in that particular meeting, let's see, in that particular meeting, there we go. In that particular meeting, there were 34 people that accepted Jesus Christ and 29 people that received healing. And three of those 34 went back to their village and arranged to have a meeting in their village, and that's the one we had yesterday. Praise God. Praise God. All right, let's take a break. I'll be right back. I got more to talk to you about this situation, what's going on, and understanding what we are under right now and the connectivity between that and asking for a king and the tyranny that we have submitted ourselves to. Lots more to unpack here this morning, folks. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so here we go. They're working to intimidate. That's the goal. And I hope that you will take some time to listen to the first hour and how I broke that down. You can find that in the podcast portion. There, we put up a podcast of the program, and I hope that you'll be able to listen to that. And I'm going to look into why it is iHeartRadio, for some reason, is not apparently picking up the new programming. So I got to figure that one out. But at any rate, bottom line is this. We are living under this tyranny. In about 6 minutes, I'm going to pop on, an interview that I did with David Shostokas that I want you to hear before I get into the interview with Don Jans. Also, letting you know, right after the program, go to Getter, Facebook, what have you. We are doing a Bible school graduation of our India Bible school class. 20 new pastors are being I'm going to be blessing them to go and send them out. All right, so here we go. The whistleblower situation I mentioned to you. You've got again, just absolute insanity. I want you to watch this. This was what happened. So there are rank and file agents, and I'm telling you, there's current and former employees that feel exactly the same as these whistleblowers feel that testify today. They feel the same that I do. They don't feel that they're at liberty to speak up because they need their pensions. Dem lawmaker demands whistleblower explains tweets. I want you to watch this. I watched this. This is ridiculous. See if I can get the volume on here. There we go.
A9705065.
All right, here we go.
Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is your account at Marcus A9705065?
That is absolutely not my account,
ma'am. Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that
quote,
is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
sir.
You
might have been the football player.
You haven't let me finish the question. And the time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. That's not my account at all.
I'm asking whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah.
I'm the gentlelady has expired.
Staged January 6th. I just want him to answer.
No answer.
Question.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But this is, I'm telling you, it's a frame job. It's an absolute 100% frame job that is being done. And this is a direct So we look at and say, oh, well, these are agents or whatever, whoever, you know, whatever their job titles were. But they also, just like in, as I described in the first hour, just like teachers, just like all these other public servants, they work on our dime. That's the dime they work on. The federal government works on our dime. And it's people like us that are working in those positions, or at least should be. These brave men stood up against the machine. And as a result of standing up against the machine, well, we see what happens to them. It's absolutely just disgusting, to say the very least. All right, going back to my original post, which had to do with stopping the disinformation, if you go find this, just look up on my website. If you go to my website, go to home, down at the area where the blog is, click on my name, and then in the search, I think if you just type in D-I-S-I-N-F-O-R-M-A, T-I-O-N, there we go, disinformation, and click look. I think you will, there you go, stop the disinformation. It's right there. Click on that, and you'll come over to what I've been talking about. These are the issues at stake: an unlawful government of mandated shutdowns, forced injections, treatments that killed our loved ones, a clearly stolen election, an invasion at our southern border. Still, look at what's happening at the border. Perverting an entire generation. I wrote about that. Mind polluters. You can find out more about that there. Gender mutilation. Walt Heyer does a great job of explaining all that. Lawlessness and murder in our cities. And so David Shostokas and I talked about these issues. And here is that interview.
How to escape the heat if you don't have an air conditioner. This only takes 5 minutes.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bordelado.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I have got a great program lined up for you today. Lots and lots for us to cover. Derek Green will be with us, bottom of hour number three. We'll talk about Booker T. Washington. And you may not remember Booker T. Washington. Maybe you do, but we'll give you some insights on Booker T. Washington, media madness, and the assault by censorship on big tech. We'll have that coming up with Michael Morris and Free Speech America Media Research Center. Let's see. Also, Claire Lopez joins us with Rick Manning. Russia, Iran, how dangerous is that relationship? Ukraine, the whole denazification continued. They just continue to beat that drum, folks, about Ukrainians and being Nazis. It's all Russian disinformation. All of it. Don't buy any of it. Let's see, top of hour number two, what do we got coming up? 9 o'clock. Reverend Clenard Childress will be with us. The abortion battle, it's not over yet. Not even by a short shot, not by a long shot, not by any kind of a shot. We still have babies that lives need saving. Bottom of this hour, Tim Schaaf is going to be with us, and we're going to be focusing on this product right here. It's called UltraShot. It is a clean energy drink, natural energy. We'll talk to you about that coming up at the bottom of this hour. And don't forget our conversation that we had yesterday on Vibe. CGR Wellness. It's the CGR Wellness Week. These are products that I personally take that have absolutely changed how I'm doing, how I'm recovering over the course. Since I hung out with my first guest at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo in Illinois, and we went out and had an incredible steak dinner. And courtesy of my guest, and I'm appreciative of that. My son and I joined him for a wonderful steak dinner. But I started on these products shortly after that, and it has really truly made an impact. I feel like I'm peddling product, but I'm not peddling product. I want to introduce you to products that have dramatically helped me in my health. And health's a big deal for me. It's been a big deal. I'm supposed to have been dead in 2004. The doctor said 3 to 6 months to live. So health's been a big deal to me. And I want to share with you the things that have helped me. And yes, the arrangements that I've made with this company are that they believe in the mission. They believe in what I do here on the radio. They especially believe in what I do in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so as a result of that, when you take care of your health. You help take care of the financial health of this program. And I can't think of a better win-win. David Shostokas is my guest. David, welcome. Great to have you, brother.
Great to be with you. Yeah, and you're talking about fond memories we had at Prime Cut is the name of the place in Tinley Park. Because I almost took you to Texas Roadhouse, and then I thought, no, I can't take a couple of Texans to the Texas Roadhouse. You know? It seemed like that would be a bad idea. And so we wound up at Prime Cut in Tinley Park, which was it was a great evening. It was wonderful to have you here. I don't get to see you in person that often, but now I get to see you visually every week, which is just really, really great.
It's neat to see you too, brother. It's neat to see you too. Well, I want to get right into some meat because I sent you an email about a couple of things. One of them is this J6 commission. And I guess, do you mind if I just take a minute to share what I shared with you and then let you comment on my thoughts? So a gentleman was writing about this, and I wrote in response to what he had written, having to do with Steve Bannon and him being convicted, which everybody knew that the courts were fixed and that nonsense was going to happen. So I write this. I appreciate most of what you wrote. However, I do not think you go far enough in identifying the problem with the Jan 6 Commission. And you can find a post at my blog called J6 Committee Hearings and the Witch Hunt Are Treason. I would ask you to look at the evidence regarding January 6th, what really happened at the Capitol. Watch Capitol Punishment, the movie. Watch Bloody Hill at bloodyhill.com. And watch the new Epic Times documentary, The Real Story of January 6th. After you've watched these videos and seen four Americans murdered by D.C. Capitol Police on video, seen the efforts to get Officer Sicknick help ignored by D.C. Capitol Police, and looked at the people who actually did the damage who are still not being prosecuted, then you can qualify a statement that says, there's a proper way to look into the events of that day, which were uncalled for, horrific, and against everything that America stands for, and the Jan 6 panel isn't it. Because at present, those words sound like someone from the other side rather than a person knowledgeable about the true events of that day. Government-mandated shutdowns, forced injections on citizens for travel and work, treatments that killed people, a clearly stolen election, an invasion at our southern border, a humanitarian crisis. I live in Texas. Perverting an entire generation of children. By the way, Oz's campaign just came out and said that he's in favor of same-sex marriage, which means that he is in favor of pedophilia. He is in favor of victimization of our children. He is in favor of the gender destruction that is taking place in our schools, and he's in favor of using Alfred Kinsey's pornography to basically manipulate our children between the ages of 4 up to 9 and then beyond. Just want you to think about that. That's why I've been so adamantly against this man, and it makes absolute sense why he has no problem with children in Nigeria being now used by Muslims as sex slaves. 39% of Gen Z are claiming LGBTQ. Don't tell me that their agenda is not working or that that wasn't their agenda. Gender mutilation, lawlessness, and murder in our cities. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States, when in the course of human history it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to their separation. And I left the remainder of that. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The January 6th Commission is a direct assault on the First, Fourth, and Sixth Amendment rights of we the people. They denied us the right to redress our representative government when they ignored our efforts to get their attention. It's we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. We ordained and established the Constitution of the United States of America, and Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech, freedom of press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government to redress grievances. So I submit, do the research. These are important matters. David?
Wow. It was 15 years of the founding that you went through during the course of that, Greg, from 76 through 91, when the Bill of Rights was adopted. And there's a lot of important things there. But let's go back to January 6th commission, if you will, or unselect committee or deselect committee or whatever they choose to call this. In terms of what happened with Steve Bannon, I have one particular comment, and that is that, you know, of course, one of the things that one of the rights that you find in the Bill of Rights is the right to confront your accusers and have them there in your during the course of your public and speedy trial. And, you know, it was not, in fact, the only witness that the government put on was, in fact, an attorney for the January 6th committee. The attorney for the January 6th committee was not among the people that accused Mr. Bannon of violation. The attorney was not the individual that had anything to do with whether or not Steve was subpoenaed or compliant or whatever information they wanted from Steve. It would have been members of the committee. Steve's counsel had, in fact, asked for members of the committee to be there in court and for them to be able to be cross-examined themselves in court relative to what it was that they needed to talk to Mr. Bannon about related to the committee. And I will also indicate that, of course, legislative subpoenas have to have what they call a legislative purpose. There is, to my mind, I can figure no legislative purpose to the January 6th committee. There is not a thing that they are investigating that anybody needs to pass another piece of legislation about. Anything, all the acts of invading the Capitol, breaking the windows, doing the things that that people are currently in jail for, and are in jail for other things as well, they're already illegal. There's no reason. There's no need for any new legislation. Right. So I suggest to you that the committee itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got 7 more minutes on the other side. We're going to really dig into this because this is really important stuff to go through. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades.
Deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is David Shistokas, our constitutional, originalist attorney. All right, you were beginning to kind of go into the declaration.
We're talking about the authority of the J6 committee and actually the authority of congressional committees generally. An authority of congressional committees generally for a subpoena to be legitimate coming out of a committee is that the subpoena and the committee itself have to have a legislative purpose. And I would submit to you that the J6 committee has nothing but a political purpose. There's no reason to believe that there's any legislation that's necessary as a result of this January 6th. Everything that's being prosecuted is already being prosecuted under existing law. You don't need new laws every time something happens. All you got to do is actually effectively and fairly and legally enforce the laws as they exist.
And David, to that point, we were talking about that briefly in a break. I think that's something that also needs to be addressed. The reality here is that as I said in the statement, the majority of the individuals that actually did the actual violence of breaking the windows and so on and so forth are not being prosecuted. Many of them have not even yet been identified. Now, David Summerall and his group, that did Bloody Hill, they are working with their own facial recognition software and so forth and high level technology to identify most of those people, but until they got involved, the federal government and the DOJ were not doing that job.
And, or at least they're not letting us know who they've identified.
Well, right. Well, but they are letting us know about the people that they have arrested, the 700 people that they had held, the individuals that you know, some of whom have committed suicide as a result of the immense pressure of the government coming down on them and ultimately on their families as well. and individuals whose daughters were put on their knees and put in handcuffs out in front of their homes on the street using military style vehicles and tactics that were being used in places like Iraq and Iran where we were going after terrorists. Go ahead.
Brings you back to the passage of the Declaration of Independence that nobody ever talks about or seldom talks about, and that is it will be the right of the people to alter or abolish when the government becomes destructive of the ends, and the ends being to protect your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to secure those rights. When government becomes destructive of those ends, it is, in fact, the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And the question is the conduct that you're speaking of, is that rise to the level to where government is to be altered or abolished? And I would suggest we're very, very close in those circumstances. We're talking about circumstances where it's judges themselves that are being lawless. They are violating the rights of people to both speedy trials and a reasonable Eighth Amendment right to not have excessive bail. And so these are huge, huge problems. And Jefferson laid it out for all of us. What it was, or what the list of things that when a government does them, the government itself loses its own legitimacy. And this is the problem.
And of course, that was, you know, part of the purpose. I mean, you know, when you talk about, because the argument is, well, then why were those people there? Well, that's why I wanted to lay out government mandated shutdowns, forced injections on citizens for travel and work, treatments that kill people, a clearly stolen election, an invasion at our border, a humanitarian crisis, the perverting of an entire generation of people, mind polluters, you know, speaks to that and gives documentation. The 39% of Gen Z that think that they are somehow, you know, sodomites or pedophiles or what have you, and they think that somehow that's normal. We were talking about the DSM issue during the break as well, and the changes in that, the gender mutilation that Walt Heyer identifies, lawlessness, murder in our cities, crime that goes without punishment. I mean, these are reasonable grievances for a citizenry to go and to, because their representatives are not addressing them, and say, wait, before you start installing a furtherance of a governmental entity that is going to be deaf to the people and make things even worse by the proposed policies that they've run on, number one, we want a legitimate election, and number two, we want these grievances addressed.
Yeah, I would suggest, and that's another problem with the committee. The committee is just focusing on trying to damage Donald Trump to the extent that he would not be running again, as opposed to addressing all the issues. The issues were well beyond the election, as you point. It was well beyond those issues that people were upset about, and the election was the election issues were kind of the icing on that horrible, horrible cake that you have just baked. And this is the problem.
Well, and the persons who put these unselected committee members on there have tremendous guilt when it comes to the four Americans that were murdered. Ashley Babbitt was killed, Rosalind Boylan was beaten to death, and the two individuals they claim were heart attacks actually had compression bombs from the D.C. Capitol Police thrown directly at them and died as a result of compression bombs. Folks, this is horrific what's happened, and Americans need to stand up and say something about it. David, thank you for being here as our constitutional originalist attorney. You can find him at CG Contributors. David Shostokas. Get that book, Creating the Declaration of Independence. Creating the Declaration of Independence. It will give you a lot of background on what we just talked about and why we as Americans can't let our liberties and our freedoms slip away.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.